So segment three and three, two, one. Welcome back to Currents. Again, I'm Jack Llewellyn here with Kelsey Klein, Sebastian Hartley, and Linda Buzzolini. Thank you again, all of you, for coming in and all you do with DAR. Wonderful to hear that $12,000 raised at the Bowl-a-thon. And I know you have your golf tournament, so I'm going to let you play. When is the golf tournament? Did I throw a curveball at you? Look it up, Kelsey. We're going to talk about second homes while she's looking that up. So, Linda, second homes, we know that that's a big economic driver here locally. People coming up, they fall in love with Durango, as we all have. So where are people coming from that are buying second homes?
You know, Durango is such an excellent location for a second home. We mainly see people from Arizona who are looking to escape the summer heat.
Right.
In Arizona, coming to Colorado is they usually come here thinking that they'll spend maybe June, July, August in their second home. And mm-hmm. then they end up spending May, June, July, August, and then May, June, July, August, September.
Right.
And then it goes on and on to where they're mostly spending about 8 months of the year here.
Until the first snowfall.
Exactly. Then Man. Three or four back in Arizona. Also a fabulous getaway location for people from New Mexico, because literally at a 3.5 hour drive, they can be here for a quick weekend and get some fishing in and camping and hiking. And
Let me ask this, are we seeing also from Texas? I would assume because of the flight direct from Dallas, that's helping to allow them access to and from.
Absolutely. And, you know, American Airlines, when they started running their nonstop flights from Dallas into Durango, they increased. Last summer, they actually ran two a day. The summer before, just one a day each way. And this summer, twice a day. And at some point, they have built out at the airport a new American Airlines terminal. It's a kind of a prefab right now.
Oh.
But they're eventually going to build their own nice terminal. And once they add us to their full 12-month itinerary, then the Dallas-Durango connection will go on Orbitz and Travelocity and all of those sites. And we feel
market.
At that point, when people can see that nonstop exists right out of Texas, that will really change the face of real estate values here in Durango as well.
Now, let me ask you this. With the second home, what types of second homes are they buying? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, when I think of second home, I think of a big, large. And then I actually have a house with a partner down in Surprise, and it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,300 square feet. It's not that big, but it's a place we escape the cold.
Uh-huh.
What are people buying up here?
You know, it kind of depends on whether they're looking to make this more of a family reunion sort mm-hmm. of location, if their children and grandchildren, if they're older and their children and grandchildren are close enough to all convene here, then they're looking for a larger home that can be more of the family estate.
Big rec room.
Yeah. And if they're just an attorney in downtown Denver that's stressed and wants to pop on one of our six flights a day down to Durango from Denver for a quick weekend getaway, it could be a condo.
Right.
So, you know, we really see second homes being all over the place. Most second home buyers are specifically interested in easy turnkey living, mm-hmm. not as much maintenance, particularly with the 50 plus market. I think you reach a point in your life where you're really done with with chores.
I just turned 50 and I'm talking to my wife about downsizing quite a bit.
Yeah, you're just done with chores. You want to have fun, and Durango is the ultimate playground, the
Absolutely.
Ultimate outdoor sunshine, you know, walk around with a peanut butter sandwich in your pocket and just pretend
and
like
enjoy.
It's the 60s. Yeah.
I have never walked around with a peanut butter sandwich in my pocket. I'm going to have to try
Yeah.
that. I'm just
it's
kidding.
A, it, you know, when you walk around Durango, I think that's why people fall in love here when they come here. Older people, and myself included, in my 60s now, you know, you get...
Well, look at all of her. I'm sorry. I wish we had a camera because we're like, what? What? You know, you shouldn't lie like that on radio, Linda. I'm just saying.
No, but it's so true. You walk around and it feels like the place that you either when you were a child or the place that you always dreamed might exist, but you never really quite believed it.
Yes.
That's what Durango feels like.
Absolutely. Well, there's so many different recreational activities as well as just a community. Six breweries helps, you know,
six
a couple
breweries.
Distilleries. Let me ask you this. Do the property tax, we have very low property taxes here in Durango. Do you have people that say, okay, how much are property taxes? And you tell them, they're like, really? Is that right?
Oh, every day. And actually, speaking of Texas specifically, you know, sometimes for them, the price of the homes represents a little bit of a sticker shock. Mm-hmm. But when you factor in their monthly payment towards property taxes on their homes in Texas, it actually makes it less expensive here.
Right.
Because our tax base is so low. And that's thanks to mostly to our oil and gas industry. They pay about 60% of the residential property tax here.
Yeah. The oil and gas is a huge contributing factor to the, obviously with the severance tax, like you mentioned. So we've talked about Arizona folks coming up here, obviously Texas,
New Mexico,
Denver, New Mexico.
And Denver.
Any other little pockets that you're starting to see? Southern California by chance? Or?
You know, California used to represent a bigger portion of our feeder markets. But so many folks out there went upside down on the values of their homes. Mm-hmm. And we see some transition from California. Florida, interestingly enough, we also get a lot of folks out here from Florida. You know, and we have those statistics available. That's one of the benefits of being affiliated with the Durango Area Association of Realtors, the DAR office. They keep track of all these stats, where our feeder markets are, you know, who's coming from where.
Sure.
Our county has about, you know, probably 40% of the homes here are owned as a second home.
It's 40%.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty high. That's pretty a large high. Number, yeah. Interesting. It's funny. I haven't looked at those statistics in a few years, and I was thinking it was, you know, around 25, but, you know, with that high of a percentage, that's a lot of extra income. I want to say an economic driver, because they're coming here, they're shopping local, they're spending the money, they're enjoying the amenities.
Yes.
Now, let me ask this. When people talk about, okay, you've got the low taxes, beautiful outdoor recreation. I'm just curious, do they ever mention with Fort Lewis College that, bless you, Fort Lewis College, they mention they take advantage of what the college offers?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, having the college here is a real support to the real estate market. Mm-hmm. Because just, I think any small town where you have a four-year college and with wonderful graduate programs as well, and the arts, the emphasis on the arts that they have up there, just lends to the overall just kind of smart people, fun conversations, you know, great pottery and
it's kind of that cultural experience gets to be well rounded. I love Fort Lewis College down because I went there, but also because it has that young vibe.
Yeah.
It helps to add that young vibrancy and the demographic. And, you know, when the students aren't in class or when, you know, they're also filling a lot of the service industries that we need here.
Right.
Wonderful wait staff.
Right. And plus, we've got access to four ski resorts here. Mm-hmm. You know, Purgatory at Durango Mountain Resort is just 25 minutes north of downtown. And then Telluride being 2 hours away, Silverton, 45 miles north, and Wolf Creek, an hour and a half to the east.
And we'll give Hesperus a plug, too.
Hesperus is wonderful.
Because immediately you're going to get a phone call. What about us? So we're about out of time. Let's plug the golf tournament, which is coming up at 17th annual. And when is that?
All right. The date is May 29th. It'll be held up at the Glacier Club.
Oh, Glacier Club. Nice. Yep,
which is beautiful. And it's such a wonderful event. We raised last year about $22,000.
Wow.
$22,000 that we, and so many of our wonderful charities here, they apply for the funds.
Right.
And then, you know, we grant the money out. And this year we're targeting, I don't see any reason why we can't get from $22,000 to maybe $30,000,
$35,000. Absolutely.
Everyone in Durango is so happy to support Durango-based groups.
Yes, absolutely. Give yourself a plug. What's your website?
My website is DurangoAreaHomes.com.
Okay.
My name is Linda Bezzolini. I'm a broker with REMAX.
All right. Well, thank you guys all for coming in, and thank you to DAR. Oh, you can hold that. I don't want it. I'm just kidding.
thank you, Jack.
Coming in and everything that DAR does. And will you come back? Because I want to talk to you. We'll get you back on the air.
Sounds great.
I told you it wouldn't be too hard. Thank you, guys. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Currents, and for all the chamber events coming up, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.